Baha'u'llah said, make mention of me on my earth, that in my heaven I may remember thee. Thus shall mine eyes and thine be solaced. What our precious African hand, Enoch Olinga, has said has, I'm sure, touched us all very deeply. He's made us realize the greatness of this cause, the infinite bounty of being alive in this day, of having heard the name of the Blessed Perfection, of having accepted him, of having been privileged to serve him, if only for 1 second. Today, when I was thinking of this gathering and of the greatness of this occasion, I went back to the words of the Guardian, where he had collected all these wonderful titles of Baha'u'llah. And it seemed to me that here at this most great jubilee, the festival of God himself, which is the Rizwan period, that we would do well to remember his names and recite them in our midst. The judge, the lawgiver, the redeemer of mankind, the organizer of the entire planet, the unifier of the children of men, the inaugurator of the long-awaited millennium, the originator of a new universal cycle, the establisher of the most great peace, the fountain of the most great justice, the proclaimer of the coming of age of the entire human race, the creator of a new world order, the inspirer and founder of a new world civilization, the everlasting Father, the Lord of hosts, the most great name, the ancient beauty, the pen of the Most High, the hidden name, the preserved treasure, the most great light, the most great ocean, the supreme heaven, the pre-existent root, the day star of the universe, the speaker on Sinai, the sifter of men, the wronged one of the world, the desire of the nations, the Lord of the covenant, the spirit of truth, the Lord of the visible and the invisible. Behold, ye that dwell on earth, and ye denizens of heaven, bear witness. He in truth is your well-beloved. He it is whose like the world of creation hath not seen. He whose ravishing beauty hath delighted the eye of God, the ordainer, the all-powerful, the incomparable. Shortly before the eve of this most great jubilee, the night before the feast began, some of us went to Baji, to the shrine of Baha'u'llah, to pray. And we never know, of course, where our experiences come from, but we are privileged to have them. And as I sat in the shrine of Baha'u'llah and prayed, it seemed to me as if out of that blessed resting place there were foaming white breakers of bounty spreading out over the entire world. It was a very, very graphic feeling for me. It was just like standing on the shore of the ocean. In fact, we were on the shore of the most great ocean, and seeing these wonderful pearly breakers foaming in, one after the other, one after the other, one after the other, in mighty waves. And I thought, this is like the blessings of Baha'u'llah that are descending on the world at the present time. We have one Shoghi Effendi's crusade, which he desired to coincide with the end of this 100-year period from the day of the declaration of Baha'u'llah in the Garden of Rizwan. And although we suffered very greatly during this crusade through the loss of our precious Shoghi Effendi, as Enoch said, he has been with us, and he is with us now. Otherwise, we would not have sitting here the first house of justice, those souls whom we all love now, for whom we pray, who we will serve and cherish in every way we can. We would not be able to look back over the last 10 years and count our blessings and see what we have been able to achieve if Shoghi Effendi had not been with us since his passing. It is very strange that this Congress should be convened in London. You know it was originally called for Baghdad, but that was out of the question for a great many reasons, I'm sure most of which are obvious to all of you. And so we chose the city where he had passed away, mystery on mystery. And now we are gathered here, the greatest body of Baha'is that has ever been in one place at one time in the history of the faith. We cannot thank God enough for our blessings. And I hope that all those who are here, there are many very active and distinguished believers present, some of the Knights of Baha'u'llah, many NSA members, many board members, many distinguished Baha'i teachers, many representatives of the new groups that have come into the faith and become enrolled under the banner of Baha'u'llah during the last 10 years. I hope that when all of you go back to where you have come from, you will carry a new spirit out into the rank and file of the believers. This is a religion of love. Whatever else it is, we know that the reason that God created man was because he loved him. And he said, "Love me that I may love thee. If thou lovest me not, my love can in no wise reach thee." This is the great primal cord binding man to his creation, to his creator, binding the creator to his creature, the bond of love. This is a religion of love. Everything else is added to it. Don't let us ever forget it, that whatever else Baha'u'llah has given us, however precious it is to us, it is dead and lifeless and not needed by the world unless it has love in it. It was his love that breathed this religion into the world. It was the Master's great and overpowering love that made him, amongst other things, be called our perfect exemplar. It was Shoghi Effendi's love for us, out of the modesty and simplicity of his blessed heart, his love for us that dealt patiently with us for 36 years and enabled us to build up the world order of Baha'u'llah as we now know it, and to lay the foundation for the great, great victories that are to come. In Haifa the other day, as you all know, we had the blessing of having a great many delegates from the first International Baha'i Convention to elect the members of the House of Justice. And two of the Polynesian Baha'is were present, members of the South Pacific Assembly. They said something that went like an arrow very deep into my heart. They said, "The faith of Baha'u'llah is simple." And I thought, my goodness, so it is. Why do we make it so complicated all the time? The faith of Baha'u'llah is simple. If it weren't simple, it couldn't solve the problems of the world. It wouldn't be big enough to enroll the whole human race under its banner. It would not be able to draw us closer to God would not be able to bless us and protect us as it does. I think that that is one of the things we should carry back from this great gathering. The essential simplicity of the faith that God sends for all his creatures so that every single one of them can be blessed by taking hold of the hem of his robe and having a portion of his mercies. We have had amongst so many wonderful blessings during the last 10 years the fruition of our Guardians World Crusade. This is the closing of the initial epoch of Abdu'l-Bahá's divine plan, which began 26 years ago. It seems to have all been timed by Shoghi Effendi, because now, at the end of that epoch, we start a new epoch, and we have been blessed by starting it under the aegis of Baha'u'llah's House of Justice. We can never be sufficiently grateful for this. As you know, Shoghi Effendi said that this crusade would be followed by other crusades. If you read his writings, you will see that he has made great promises, and he has also hinted at the nature of the things that must take place at the end of this crusade. So that a wonderful, wonderful period of expansion and consolidation stretches before all the Baha'is of the world. It is going to be an entirely different Baha'i world from the one we have known before. Think of it, friends. In this room, you have people from all the continents of the world. You have people from so many tribal backgrounds, so many religious backgrounds, so many national backgrounds. They all believe exactly what you believe. They are the same kind of Baha'i that you are. I think as we heard Enoch speaking, it must have occurred to all of us that Africa has a lot to say in the Baha'i world and a great deal to do for the other continents of the world. All these blessings are part of those foaming waves of bounty that are pouring in upon us on the occasion of the most great jubilee, the mercies of Baha'u'llah, and the blessings of the end of our beloved Guardians' Crusade. We cannot go into detail about what has been accomplished during this crusade, but I think that this is the moment to mention at least the highlights of what Shoghi Effendi did for us and what, in our response to him, we were able to achieve. You remember he quoted once the words in the teachings about those who would serve the faith, the standard of those who should go forth. He said there should be light as the spirit, pure as air, blazing as fire, unrestrained as the wind. The pioneers, the Knights of Baha'u'llah, the teachers, and every humble believer who has arisen on foot often and by other means of transportation to go out and spread the word of God during the last 10 years have really exemplified the spirit of those words. You remember that the Guardian said that he had a plan of expansion for the world center of the faith. Those who have just come from Haifa know how exquisitely beautiful it is, how during the last 10 years Shoghi Effendi not only completed the Shrine of the Bab, but erected the International Archives Building, made the wonderful, wonderful garden surrounding the tomb of Baha'u'llah in Badji, and through the beautification of all the properties there, made that world center infinitely precious and infinitely worthy to be the world center of our faith. That was what he did locally. But what he did out from the World Center and connected with the World Center was even more significant. The spiritual things were the more important. He named, as you know, a number of people hands of the faith. Some of them have passed away. Many of them, thank God, are still alive and present in this room. He strengthened this institution during the last 10 years by giving it protection boards and teaching boards so that it could function in the way Baha'u'llah desired it to, which was to protect and teach the faith amongst other functions. He created the International Baha'i Council and said that that would be the forerunner of the Universal House of Justice. Under his aegis, it grew up, it began to establish relations with the Israel government, and it greatly enhanced the prestige of the World Center of the Faith. There's no comparison in the greatness of the cause at the World Center now, at the end of the Crusade, both materially and spiritually, compared to what it was at the beginning of the Crusade in 1953. And now I want to just give you the highlights of some of the victories that we have won through the Beloved Guardian's 10-year plan. At the beginning of this period in 1953, there were 128 countries enrolled under the banner of Baha'u'llah. Now there are 259. There were 12 national spiritual assemblies. Now there are 56 national spiritual assemblies. The languages in which Baha'i literature had been translated were 71 in 1953. And as you know, this is something to which Shoghi Effendi attached the greatest possible importance. Now, in 1963, instead of having 71 languages in which we have translated and printed literature, we have 309. 131 are Asiatic languages. 97 are African languages. European languages are 41, and the languages of the two Americas are 40. The Guardian attached great importance that the cause should have a proper ethnic representation. He said something that I never forgot, and I'm sure the Japanese Baha'i who was sitting opposite him as a pilgrim never forgot it either. He looked at him and he said, "The majority of the human race are not white. There is no reason why the majority of people in the Baha'i faith should be white. They should be representative of mankind." And this Japanese Baha'i looked at Shoghi Effendi as if a miracle was taking place, as if he couldn't believe his ears. Here was this white Persian, the head of his faith, looking at him with this ineffably sweet smile, with all of his kingly dignity and grace, and just telling him that there was no reason why the majority of the people inside the Baha'i faith should be white. They should be representative of the entire human race. And the majority of people in the world, he said, were not white. As I say, Shoghi Effendi attached tremendous importance to the people enrolled under the banner of Baha'u'llah. I can't read you all the names that have been added, but I can give you just the highlights. There were 30 races represented in the Baha'i world community at the beginning of the World Crusade. Now there are 71. Amongst them are such precious representatives of mankind and such unusual ones as the following: the Ainu of Japan, the Australian Aborigine. There is a very distinguished member of that race present at this Congress. The Basque race in Europe, the Berbers. You know, friends, that amongst our Moroccan prisoners who are suffering so much, some are Berbers. And I think that this is perhaps the appropriate moment to say that, thank God, one of the wives of one of these dear and precious Baha'i prisoners is present at this Congress. May God bless her.